I guess it depends on what you mean, but for me, I guess the more the merrier. You know, street photography to me is the hardest form of photography, okay? It doesn't mean that, you know, if you do a great street photograph, you know, that means that's the greatest photograph in the world. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you have to be physical, you have to be fast, you have to think fast, you know, people are moving, especially like in a place like New York City, they're moving across your frame, they're going this way, there's sun, there's shadow, okay? There's a lot of things you have to control, and you can't be thinking when you're out there. All your thinking has to be done beforehand. It's like in sports. If you're on the field and you think, you're going to make a mistake. You have to act and react. And that's what I mean by that it's the hardest form. Now, there are a ton of street photographers, but it depends what you call a street photographer. Just because you take a camera out in the street, that doesn't mean you're a street photographer. You know, anyone, you know, that's like saying, okay, if you have a camera and you make money from it, you're a photographer. Yes, you are, but are you a good photographer? Are you a good street photographer? I think that's the question. And, of course, you know, people today, the younger people, than myself, have had different influences. So their pictures are going to go in a different direction than mine. You know, and of course there are some, I'm sure, that are very good, and there are others that are quite mediocre. And, you know, I'm in that book, what, Street Photography Now? Mm-hmm. And it's like anything else. You know, some people in there are good. Some people, I didn't find the pictures very interesting. That's my taste, but I happen to think that my taste is pretty much correct because I've had a lot of experience in the field, and you'd be surprised what I like. I don't necessarily like photographs like mine, you know. I have a much larger breadth than that. But, you know, the street is free. That's why I chose it. You don't have to talk to anyone to go out there. And, hey, as a matter of fact, in New York City, I don't see many cameras out any longer. When I was shooting 30 years ago, there would be at least 6, 7, 8 guys that I knew that were out there all the time. Now there's only one that I know. The thing is that, you know, there are less people out there now. But, you know, again, when I went years ago to Kurdistan, I couldn't believe how many people go to these big things. Like when you went to the earthquake in Haiti, okay? I went 5 weeks after, so there weren't many photographers. But right after, there were tons of photographers. And I'd be hard-pressed to find many good pictures. And these are all professional photographers that have, you know, pretty good credentials, and most of them didn't do a very good job. You know? Mm. What can I say?
Yeah.
I'm very critical, but, you know, when you see a good photograph, you know it's a good photograph, okay? And, you know, if you have to keep on looking and looking and looking, it didn't really strike you. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with myself. When I have a good picture on the contact sheet, it jumps off the page. How often does that happen? Not very often. You know, I could look and find pictures, and let's say they could be good, but they're not a classic picture. They wouldn't be one of my favorite pictures, okay, in a lifetime of photography. They'd just be good. You know, they're good in my style, or they're good in someone else's style, and, you know, another photographer's photographs.